Chumash. Okay. Memtet now gets us to a very sensitive, delicate topic, because we've been discussing being super, super honest and really, really to live lives of like the utmost degree of integrity. Let's say somebody does something and he asks his friend, did I do a good job? Is this good? Are you able to lie and tell a person, yeah, you did a good job? Somebody tells you, oh, I bought these new sneakers, you like them? Somebody tells you, oh, I got these new this, you like them? Oh, I did this, do you like them? Unless you think that is ugly. Are you allowed to tell them that? We're supposed to be honest. It's a very interesting concept. So, Dashikvar Nikliku Beishame Beishil Bedavar Zeh. There's a machlokas to writing the Gemara. Beishame Beishil. Whoa. This is a very, very tough thing. Now I'm all nervous. Tan Rabbah, you threw me off. I didn't go to the mikveh today. I'm not ready for this. So Tan Rabbanan. Ketza Meraktim Fnei Kala. We sing it. We get Lebedik. It's a highlight of the weddings. But how do we dance for the Kala? Meaning, what do we say to the Kala? How do we discuss things with her? How do we praise her? Beit Shammai Omrim Kala Kamoshi. Beit Shammai always very to the point. Like Andrew over here. You tell her how she is. How she looks is, that's why how you should describe her. Beitil Omrim, take it easy. Kala Na'a V'chasuda. The Kala is beautiful. She's charming. No matter what she looks like, you tell her she's beautiful. So Beis Shammai says, no. You tell her what she looks like. And Beis Hillel says, you always say she's beautiful. Amar le Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. He says, Beis Shammai says, Beis Hillel hal reish, aitachi geres, o tsuma, let's say she's lame or blind. Omer la kala neve chasuda. You're going to tell her she's beautiful? Meaning if she's not up to shape, not up to form, you're going to lie to her? Never tell a lie. The Torah says run away from lying. You're going to lie to her? Amar le Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel retorts, L'divreichem, according to you, Mishalakach mikach ramen ashok. Somebody buys something from the store. Reuven buys something from the store. Yishachenu veinav o yiganenu veinav. Do you, your friend Shimon, do you praise the item in front of Reuven, or do you denigrate, ridicule the item in front of Reuven? Harei Omer, Havi Omer. Obviously, you would say Yishachenu veinav. You should praise the item. Mikanam ruchacham. The chachamim said, La'olam tia daito shaladam me'urevis imabrios adkam. A person's das should always be me'urev, mingled, intertwined with people. Adkan. Very deep Gemara, has tremendous nafgaminas every single day. I really encourage you to look at the Gemara inside. It's a gorgeous Gemara about emes, about people, and it's gevaldik. V'yesh la'ayin my time to Beis Hillel. We have to understand what's going on with Beis Hillel's opinion. Hello, Shapir Kamre Beis Shammai, Midavar Sheker Tirchak. Beis Shammai had a good shot. We're supposed to run away from lying. So if the Kala is not beautiful, don't lie. Don't say she's beautiful. Obviously not your own Kala, because then it wouldn't end well. So if she's not beautiful, don't say it. Venire. So what's the idea? Shezeu Kavanas Gemara Ba'amra. This is the intent of the Gemara. Mikanam Ruchachamim Sheidaitu Sha'adam Me'urevesim Abrios. People have to be me'urevesim abrios. Shaloshon me'urav hu melashon mekushar. What does me'urav come from? It's from the lashon mekushar, to be connected, like a kesher. Have a connection. V'hainu, shetzarich ha'adam la'akir la'vin v'lahargish edrigshei hazulas. A person has to identify, has to understand the feelings of another human being. We can't be in space, we can't be out to lunch, we can't have our head in the sands. We have to identify with people. We have to know what they're feeling, know their sensitivities, know their emotions. Im chaveru kana beged, if your friend buys an item of clothing, av shelo ayahu lovesh beged kazeh, even if you wouldn't wear that in a million years, ki zeh lo matim bishvilo ve'ein zeh lervacho, because it's not fitting for you, or it's not your style, it's not your zone, ein zeh nogeh, that doesn't matter whether you like it or whether you would wear it. Because your friend, it's beautiful. Your friend loves this item. Your friend appreciates this article of clothing. Your friend appreciates it. So it should also be beautiful in your eyes. Because your friend appreciates it. Your friend thinks it's important. It's meaningful to him. It's not asking about you, what you think. To him it's meaningful. To him it's geschmack. So it should be beautiful in your eyes as well. It's not lying. because you have to be ma'ur with the briot. You have to identify and connect with people. So if it's beautiful to him in his eyes, you can say, yeah, it's beautiful, because you're connecting, you're relating to him. So you actually are saying emes. That's not divrei sheker. Mirz Hashem will continue with this tomorrow. Shkoyach.